Browns have a tough challenge ahead this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals as head coach Rob Chudzinski talks about the preparations and more in today's press conference.
Preparing for your first game at home, is that a challenge or is that something you welcome?
Oh, it's beneficial. You don't have to worry about crowd noise. You can go, you can use the snap count. It's one less thing to think about. You know it's going to be quiet in there and helps you operate.
Did anything catch you by surprise or in your first start here or probably not?
No, I was pretty much, well prepared. The interceptions are bad decisions. Things that I should have known better. And you learn from it, you move on. So, like I told you guys, football is football. So you get out there and you play, you get a rhythm, and, you do the best you can.
Brian, what about just playing in front of so many family, friends?
Sure.
Does that affect you at all?
Not really. When you're out there, that's not what you're thinking about, So for me, it doesn't really concern me who's in the stands or who's at home watching. As far as I'm saying, family or friends, things like that, because I got much bigger things to worry about when I'm out there.
Have you thought about what that's going to sound like, though? I'm sure everybody in the stadium's going to be behind you and going nuts when you get introduced.
Sure. I mean, it means a lot. I think this is the part when you guys ask me, does it mean more? Obviously, playing at home with the Cleveland fan base here, it's going to be special. But like I said, once, they kick that ball off and you're between those white lines, that's what you got to worry about. And then maybe, after the game, you can sit back and think about it. But, it'll be awesome. Our fans are great. Like I said, they'll be quiet for us and they'll be loud for them. So it's definitely an advantage.
Brian, how important is it to build that belief in the huddle as you guys are trying to come back?
Sure.
Make everybody understand that, we can do this now.
I think, this team as a whole has a never say die attitude. Anything can happen. You just got to fight to the end and good things can happen. Now, is it going to happen every time? You never know, but we practice that, 2-minute drill all the time. We were prepared for the situation and you just got to be able to do it consistently. And I think that's where, that mentality really builds up.
Since you haven't played that much, is it more difficult to shake off those interceptions and just go on to the next play, or did you think about it?
That's always kind of been my mentality, is you got to move on to the next play. If you dwell on something that's happened, in the past, it's going to affect the future in a negative way. Whether you're dwelling on, man, I just threw a great touchdown pass, you might go back out the next time and, throw a bad pass. So whether it's a high or a low, you got to move on and kind of try to stay even keel.
Now that you've had time to digest the film and move forward from that, how would you assess Sunday's game and what do you need to get back?
It was okay. I really disappointed in myself with those decisions that I made, because those are kind of easy things, and usually that's not in my game, is to make, bad decisions like that. So those are things that have kind of stuck with me. But now, you watch it and you move on, because in this league, if you take too much time to dwell on, last week, you're going to screw yourself up for next week. So you watch it, I watch it by myself, watch it with the offense, and then you move on to Cincinnati. And because you have to be ready for a team like that coming in here, they're very talented, very well coached, and, that's got to be your main focus going forward.
Brian, how do you balance being a quick decision maker, getting the ball out really fast, and not throwing throws you're going to want to
make? Sure. It's a feel for the play. It's a feel for what the defense is doing on that play. There's so many variables involved. On a certain play, you might have to hang in there a little bit longer. Or on certain plays, you can get the ball out really quick and let the guys, make a play with it. So it just depends on, the situation.
Which Browns quarterback do you most connect with from the past?
From the past?
Yeah.
Probably Bernie, just because he's been around. I haven't, had any relationship with any other guys that have been here, so...
You were only 7 when you left.
Yeah.
You don't remember seeing him play?
No, I do remember seeing him play, yeah. I was at the last game, and up until that point, before that, we had season tickets, so we were going all the time.
Wait a minute, his last game?
No, well, I was probably there for that one too, but I was there for I was, from when I was, I don't know what age, but we had season tickets, so every game my dad and I would go. So I know I saw him play a bunch.
Where were the season tickets situated?
They were behind one of the posts in the upper deck, so it was kind of hard to see. I just remember trying to look around the post and see if Eric Metcalf made it up the middle. Or.
Hey, did you and Bernie talk last week?
He sent me a message and a text, and that was pretty cool. You look down at your phone and it says, hey, this is Bernie Kosar. I mean, for me, when I used to wear the jersey out in the backyard, to now getting a message from him was pretty cool.
What's what's been the aftermath of your victory? I mean, you know, you're hearing experts all over the country already talking about you. Have you heard from Tom Brady? I'm sure Coach Kyle. Can you just talk
about the aftermath? Yeah, it was a pretty cool experience to come back and look at your phone and see the guys who, you know, people who had texted you congratulations. So it's cool to see how many people are wishing you well and are happy for you. But, you know, for me, you know, I really don't follow the media. You can't get caught up in it. You got to ignore it. And, you know, my main concern is, you know, getting better today, getting better tomorrow, getting better for Cincinnati on Sunday.
Just for the record, did you hear from Brady? Did you talk to him?
I did, yeah.
Or text him or talk?
Text.
What can you share with us?
I'm not going to share that, yeah.
Hey, Brian, in your self-evaluation, what did you do best on Sunday?
I don't know. I think just come out and played relaxed. You know, a lot of people probably thought I'd be nervous or anxious, but I think for me, you know, I always feel the best when I get to the stadium and I can get into routine and get going. And, you know, that probably helped me loosen up a little bit. We had a few drives get going early, some big plays. But you just got to be yourself, I think, and play the way I play. And, you know, really, I'm not really concerned about what I did best. I'm concerned about what I did poorly and try to learn from that and move on.
How good is it, Cincinnati defense, and what challenges?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, they have all the players in all the right spots, and they have a great scheme. So you have to be on the top of your game. Obviously, it's a division game, so this is huge for us, and it's at home. So you got to really have a great week of preparation, really study these guys, and when you get out there, read and react, because usually they have something that they're going to show you that they haven't shown before.
Hey, Brian, how did you get those two nasty scars on your
leg? Oh, I got bit by a dog.
Oh, both of them? Or?
Just right here, yeah.
Oh, how about the one by your... on your cheek there. That's
that's it.
Same one.
Oh, yeah. Same one.
It's all one bite. So, thanks, guys.
What kind of dog was it?
College.